Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. It's the Rascals bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. BarbaraWeltman.com is Barbara Weltman's website, and you can find all the things that she does there, including all of her books, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2015, right? Or 16 out now.
The 15's out, the 16 will be out in October.
All right, so that's, and plus all the other books, folks. Just she's just such a prolific author over the years, including her ebook, which is Smooth Failing, right, Barb?
That is correct.
So check that out. Barbara, we're talking about the Supreme Court's decisions recently that have been affecting small business owners. You just gave us an excellent but unfortunate report on the Supreme Court ruling against small business owners on the 401k management. There's another one that you're tracking too, right?
Well, that's right. There was another one that came down, and I think it affects a lot of us. And fortunately, this had a positive outcome, I should point out at the start. It has to do with the fact that today many of us with pass-through entities may operate in more than one state.
Tell them what a pass-through entity is.
You know, an S corporation, an LLC, a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the owners pay tax on the profits on their personal returns. So when the business operates in more than one state, the owners have to file tax returns in each of those states as non-residents.
Even though they're only incorporated in one state.
Even though the business is based in one state and they live in one state, they could live in the same state where the business has been set up. It doesn't matter. Every place that the business earns income, they have to file a non-resident tax return.
Right.
And what happened was the Maryland scheme of things had a county tax for which you couldn't take a tax credit. So in other words, it wound up costing a double tax. The way the tax law works is that you get to take a tax credit for taxes on your resident return for taxes you pay to the non-resident state.
Right, it's a business expense at that point, isn't it?
Well, no, this is all personal, but it's sort of an offset. So it's designed to make sure that you don't pay tax twice on the
pay
same
tax on
income.
Tax, yeah, okay.
Exactly. So, but the Maryland scheme was such that you didn't get the credit for the county tax, and they said, no, you can't do that. And the case only involved Maryland law, but similar problems apply in other states. Sammy Sosa has a lawsuit going on now against Illinois for a similar problem.
Really?
Yeah, and there are a number of states that have similar issues. So it's not just this one state. I think there's greater ramifications. But the point that I think we should pay attention to is the fact that when we do operate in other states, we have to pay attention to our personal responsibility of filing in all of those states.
And it could be trickier than just filing a return, right?
Well, that's it. That's
for
it.
One thing, you need to make sure that you're not paying too much taxes. And you know, you're making an excellent point here, Barb, because it's when you take all that into consideration, you have to think about those things as a decision about making the decision whether to go into another state or not.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not just a matter of will customers buy what I sell? Can we make a profit? It's will the administration of being there be so onerous that it takes our profit away?
Diminishing returns.
Yeah.
After a while, you know, the extra income isn't really extra when you factor in all the cost of getting it.
And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the
taxpayer.
Right, of the taxpayer. So that made them be able to take those deductions.
To take the credit for the tax that were paid in Maryland.
Right.
So that was a good thing, and Maryland obviously contested it. It raised up what's known as the Dormant Commerce Clause of the Constitution, that precludes states from discriminating between transactions on the basis of interstate.
But you think Maryland is it that unique? Or
No. That's the point. That
could happen in other places.
Yeah, not exactly the same, but the same impact,
right.
Meaning that you are penalized, and that's not acceptable.
Right.
However, and you know, there's a bill in Congress that hasn't been able to get out in a couple of years, and it's meant to protect teleworkers who some states are taxing them really unfairly, and the
How's
law
that?
Is meant. Well, New York, for example, has a really strict teleworker rule. So if you're there like one day a month, then they could tax you on the all of your income and whatever. And I don't know.
The states are hungry for
that
revenue, and they're reaching for everything they can get, aren't they?
Well, that's it. I might have misstated that a little bit.
Aren't they also trying to tax the athletes when they play games in certain states?
Well, that's a longstanding rule that every place they pay that they play, if there's an income tax, they're going
to pay. Have to pay a tax on that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So folks,
they like to play in Florida.
Just as
because
you think
there's
about
no income tax.
Exactly,
or Texas,
Tennessee. So as you think about expanding, just talk to a CPA. Probably you ought to get a CPA, your CPA, to talk to a CPA in the state you're expanding to see what the complications are going to be, what the compliance issues are going to be, and you got to add that into your costs.
Excellent advice.
Might change your ideas. Excellent report from you there, Barb. Good job. Come back right after these messages with our good friend Barbara Wilpman. More to come. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.